fragt der Rebbe, was ist die Avoida, welche es fordert sich in detail? What's the Avoida that demands, that's demanding from us in these days? Zogim mir machzer, as das is, tshuva, tfila, utstaka. Was durch die drei Sachen peult man, bei der Eberster, er soll geben mi yadeh hamliya baracha. But these are the three steps in order to be able to have from the Eberster an even better year in all the problems of our lives. So this sikha that we're going to read, that we're reading now, is a fascinating sikha where the Rebbe translates the words Torah, Tefillah, Tzedakah into English, but not in the typical way how everyone else translates it. Here we go. The drei Sachen seinen, the drei Sachen seinen, wenn gekocht überflächlich, which means when you look at the, when you look on the surface of these three things. Also, Goyim have these three things. Lahavdol, right? Whenever we say Yid, we say talk about Yid and Goyim. We always say Lahavdol. So for a Yid or for a Goy Lahavdol, he also has these three things. Oich by nit eden is varan repentance, prayer, and charity. Here's the Rebbe using Yiddish words, Yiddish letters, to spell out three English words.
Charity.
Charity. Also, Goyim have these things: repentance, prayer, and charity. Aber beemes is a greiser. Und a kardinaler Unterschied. There is a fundamental difference between Torah, Tefillah, Tzedakah by a Yid and repentance, prayer, and charity by a Goy. In the drei Sachen, wie der Seinen bei Yidin, bis nach der Weinigen. Und der Unterschied drückt sich euch in die Wörter allein von Tshuva, Tefillah, Tzedakah. So we start with Tshuva. First thing is Tshuva. Die genaue Übersetzung von repentance is charata, aber bei Yidden heißt das nicht bedeutend charata, nur bedeutend shuvah. By a goy, repentance is more like charata. It means to regret. To repent means to regret. By a yid, we don't call it charata. There is charata as a part of shuvah, but it's not what it's called. It's called shuvah. Now, what's the difference? The unterschied for charata bis shuvah is a hafuz dekar. It's actually opposites. Charata and shuvah are opposites. Why? Charata unterstreicht an ayazach. Im Verdriss auf dem, was hat getan, nicht keine gute Sache, oder nicht der Ton eine gute Sache, und viel fühlen sich auf einem Weg. Charata means, I regret what I did, or how I used to behave, and I want to go on a new path. That means, I regret the old path, and now I want to start something brand new. But Tshuva by a Yid unterstreicht, umkehren sich. Tshuva doesn't mean to regret, Tshuva means to return. Loshuv. To return, it's even modern Hebrew, Lashuv, to go back, return. Why? Aidis be'etzem gut, und vil ton gut, as is mer nit was iber verschiedene sibis, in welche is in ganz, and it's schuldig, or der abyssal schuldig, how they get ton nit in gute sach, or be'etzem is it doch gut. A yid really is a piece of Eibishter, chelik al kamimal, and therefore he's be'etzem good. Maybe it was his fault, maybe it wasn't his fault, the Yitzhahara did it. He got stuck into something. He got stuck in the mud. That's not who he is. Would you ever look at somebody who got stuck in the mud and say, oh, he's such a stuck in the mud kind of person? No, he happens to be stuck in the mud. He's not a be'etzem stuck in the mud. He's not, that's who he is.
Yeah.
And that's what tshuva means. The Eibush just says, Yiddish tshuva is to go back to who you really are. Be true with your real self. Don't believe the lie about you that you're... stuck in the mud. No, you're really a chelik al kah. That's who you really are. Just go back to that. Und das ist der Sinn von Tshuva. Als kehrt sich zu sein sherischer Mocker, zu sein innerwenigsten Ich, das real inner self. Und entfleckt sich innerwenigsten Ich, als das soll bei ihm sein, der Beweis in sein Leben. He wants to reveal the true him, the true who, the true person who he is. That should be the one in control. Tshuva, return to your true self. Der Fahr ist voran Tshuva bei Alamin. Euch bei Al-Tzadik des Shayach Tshuva. Das meint, als Kaseder strebt er euch zukommen zu sein innerwenigsten Ich und entflecken ihm. Und euch bei Rashi des Shayach Tshuva. Aber um wie gefallen er soll nicht sein, hat er allemal die Möglichkeit Tshuva tun. Wie bald er darf nicht auftun, keine neue Sache, er darf sich nur umkehren zu sein innerwenigsten Ich. Once you start appreciating the real shot of Tshuva, according to Chassidus, which is to return to your true self, then look what happens. You could be a big Balaveda, and someone does a lot of avedas and do tshuva and does tshuva for you. And the flip side, you can be a tzaddik and now do tshuva. Because tshuva doesn't do from avedas. Tshuva means become more in touch with who you really are, return to your true self. So even a tzaddik is shayach to tshuva. That's tshuva. Next, tefillah. The gnoya ibris that's from prayer, oif vashon hakodesh, is bakasha. Prayer itself means to request. A bakasha. Or by Eden, hastes nishbet non bakasha, nebe non tefillah. Prayer and tefillah are not the proper translation of each other. Prayer means to pray, to request, to ask for something, and tefillah means something else. What's tefillah? Undershade from bakasha is tefillah is oich ahuchesdiker. It's the opposite. Bakasha meant better. And tefillah means by heaven. Bakasha means to ask, to request, and tefillah means to connect. Bakasha utashreich beten, min bet vado evishin, as well given, umayel lamata, dos was es felt. Shas es felt nit other es nitoki rotne vazach, is nit shayach bein bakasha. Tefillah utashreich by heaven, tefillah vado evishin, umayel lamayla, vado shayach by alam un alamo. When you request for something, so, first of all, you have to miss it to request for it, or you have to want it to request for it. If you're not missing it, or you don't want it, you won't request for it. So prayer is very, when a guy thinks about prayer, they think about only, oh, do I need it? Okay, I'll request it. Or, hey, I really want it, let me request it. But a yid, it's nothing to do with that. It's tefillah means to connect. And we connect through communication. That means we daven as a way to connect to the Eibishter. And every person can always connect to Hashem, no matter where, no matter who he is, no matter what way. It's not, it has to do with him. Right? Not up to Eibishter, up to me. I can connect whenever I want to connect. I can just speak up to Hashem whenever I want to. That's all tefillah. Yadu ida hotad Hashem. Vaziz harbundi mit Eibishter. Avi mitzad dem vaz neshama zarak un guf. Vamundi mit em. Muz neshama farbindin zich mit un guf netik in yonim. Also wie essen, trinken und das gleiche, was in der Zeit wird aufgeschracht, ihr verbunden mit dem Eibischen. Und auf dem seine Feiern gewisse Zeiten in Tag auf Tfilo, dich deit zu beneien dem verbunden mit dem Eibischen und verstärken er ihn. A Yid has a Schluchus and therefore he has to eat and drink and do physical things. But the side effect of all these physical things is that it could ruin our connection to Hashem. And therefore we have set times in our day to keep our connection alive to Hashem. That's what we daven, just to reconnect. The fire is euch by die welche es felt, they gornit. Veran und mit die ganze Stärke die Sache und Tfilo. So now, even if you're not missing anything in your life, someone says, I have nothing to request, you can still daven. You can't pray, but you could daven. You know why? Because pray you can, because you're not missing anything. You have to, prayer means to request. I have no request, I have whatever I need. But if it's about connecting to Hashem, everyone can connect. It's all about connecting. It's nothing to do with praying or asking for stuff. We don't pray, we do tefillah, we connect. And the last thing is tzedakah. The genoya ibrazetzum fun charity. What is charity? Lashon HaKodesh is chesed. Charity means kindness, means chesed. But that's not what tzedakah is. Or by Eden Hastes, nit mit namen chesed, ner mit namen tzedakah. The understate from chesed and tzedakah is echav chesed. It's the opposite, chesed and tzedakah. Chesed understreich as er is a guter mensch. Charity means that I am a generous person. Das heißt, jenem kommt nicht und er ist nicht mechuyiv ihm zu geben. Nur mit der Zugutskeit gibt er. Kindness, charity means that I don't owe you anything. I'm a charitable guy, so I'm giving you some of my hard-earned funds. Because I'm such a charitable guy. That's what charity means. You don't deserve it. I'm a nice guy. That's why I give it. It's all about me. I like giving it. So good. I'm not saying that people who give charity are all about themselves. What I'm saying is, the idea of charity is that I don't owe it to you.
Yeah.
But tzedakah unterstreicht gerechtigkeit. Tzedakah doesn't mean charity. It means just. Justice. Tzedek. That's tzedakah. Und das ist in zwei Eufanen. It is mechuyiv to give yerim. When I give tzedakah, according to Torah, I'm not giving because I'm a nice guy. I'm not giving it. No, I owe it to you. If I give tzedakah, according to Torah, I owe the ani tzedakah.
It's a tzedek.
It's the just thing. It's not the charitable thing. It's the right thing. It's the proper thing. It's the thing that you have to do. Erveis as ergit nit zayne. The Eibishter hat ihm das gegeben, befikadim, bichdei er soll geben zu jenem. Hashem gave it to you as a loan, entrusting you to give it on, to pass it on. It's a whole different kind of giving. It's not that I am, you know, when I talk about Meiser to people, I say, when you give 10%, when you have a partner in your business and you give him his partnership, you're not being charitable.
Yeah.
He owes it. He's a 10% partner. He gets every week, every month, he gets his chelik.
Yeah.
I'm not charitable because I gave it to him. He has to. That's how Eibishter looks at tzedakah. You give tzedakah to a yid, you owe it to the person. You owe it to Hashem. You're giving it to this cause or this person. Base, as the Eibishter doch ankommen, as the Eibishter soll ihm geben. The Eibishter is in gewiss net schuldig. Dafer eruz mechuyiv tomu de kenegat mida. Giving it, chach eruz in mit schuldig. Their meat is as a meirich l'mayla. The Eibishter soll ihm geben. Merik v'leir is veret v'leir eruz geben ibers an a kichas. There's something else. There's another fact, which is, Hashem doesn't owe us anything, but if we want brachas from Hashem, everything works midah k'neged midah. And when we give to somebody who we don't financially owe the person money, we didn't make a contract with them, and we still do it, that triggers a list. But Hashem should do the same thing to us. He should give us more and more and more. Ubefrat tzedaka shayich tzedabim v'yichud tzedaka mishes teira, special tzedaka for our mishes of teira that spreads teira. Was jeder eine von die, was der ziehen sich in den Meistes, ist ein zukünftiger Jesuit, if a bin der Beine von Yisrael, ein zukünftiger Wegweiser in der Zwiebel, ist als man geht stocke, als auch ein Meistes Teure, kann man kommen zum Obersten und sagen, ich habe gegeben mehr von meinen Kirches, auf deine Sachen, wie auch, gib du mehr, wie es kommt auf meine Sachen. Da seien die drei Sachen von Shuvet, Tfile und Stocke. Durch welche man peult, es soll sein nach Simba. Und Gmar Chsima Teuva, Beshas, man kehrt sich zum Ihnen wenigstens ich, Tshuva, go back to your true self. Tshuva. Behefzig mit Ebershtin, Tfile, du, connect us to Hashem, bond with Hashem, to Tfile. Und man geht Stocke mit Gerechtigkeit, with a justice a way of doing it. Dann ist wie viel gut der Eibishter zu geben Rosh Hashanah, gibt er Yom Kippur noch mehr. No matter what you already got for the year, you're about to get so much more. Hashanah, Toiv und Mesuka, Betoiv, Hanir, Van Nikla.
Wow, Chaim. Shkaya, Shkaya.